Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City on this Monday evening here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Pat and Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday. Now joining us on the line is the center fielder for the Rolling Story Norseman, Aiden Fry, joins us. Coach, Aiden, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Quinn.
So, obviously, you've been somebody that's been a fixture in that leadoff spot for the past couple of seasons, and your game has really taken to the next step here in 2026. Four homers, 29 RBI, batting .440. You know, you have a walk-to-strikeout ratio of higher than 1-to-1, which is, you know, excellent at the high school level. Just for you, as that leadoff hitter, how do you approach from a mentality standpoint, knowing you're the guy that sets the table to start not only the ball game, but, you know, start, you know, every third, every second inning after that? You're the guy that they look to set the table and find a way to start things off right. Just how, mentality-wise, how are you able to really been able to hone in on that and been able to deliver?
I mean, no, it's exactly like you said. You know, setting the table, you know, doing your job as a leadoff guy, starting guy, getting on base is my job. And, you know, staying inside the baseball, pushing balls all over the field the best I can, and getting on base as much as possible. And then that just proves, I mean, with however many runs, I don't pay crazy attention to stats, but I know I have a decent amount of runs right now. The more I get on base, the more we score. And it's just how it works. I mean, if I get on base more often, the more success the team has. And it's a good mindset for the guys, like, hey, like, let's get going. And, yeah.
And we know that this ball club loves to get on the bases, and they love to run on the bases. Top base-stealing team in Class 2A, one of the top base-stealing teams in all of the state, regardless of class. You lead the pack for the Norsemen with 50 stolen bases, one of the top base-stealers in class, really in the entire state, all classes. But you've got Colin Willis with 35, Braden Wallace with 40 stolen bases. Just what kind of a mindset do you guys put in when you get onto the bases and have the ability to steal a bag or even two in some cases and be able to do it at such a high level in the game in, game out basis?
I mean, all I really got to say about it, like, we're really aggressive. I mean, clearly you see that in the stats, but I mean, the way that our entire lineup 1 through 9 knows their job and gets their job done with runners in scoring position and getting those players in position to start it off is the most important part. And that all starts in the batter's box, getting on base, getting aggressive on the bases.
And taking a look here at the defensive side, I know that's an area Coach Hill talks about a lot, is starts with defense and making plays, you know, whether it's in the outfield, on the infield, you know, between the battery, pitcher and catcher, and particularly for the outfield and your outfield mates, guys like Colin Willis, Cooper Triggs, you know, Hunter Hill, who spent some time out there as well. You could throw in a number of guys that have spent time out in the outfield. Just, well, what is it like for you from a defensive standpoint, trying to lead the outfield from a defensive perspective, a very talented outfield that has done a really good job of limiting big plays whenever balls are hit out that way?
I mean, you know, I love being out there. I mean, love control of the field, seeing everything that's going on. And, you know, I mean, like Colin, me and Cooper, you know, me and Cooper have been out there since our 8th grade year. Colin's been out there since his 8th grade year, you know. I mean, we've adapted to the outfield spot and the shifts and knowing how a hitter hits, if he's going to fade a ball to the opposite side of the field, if he's going to be late early. You know, I mean, I think, sure, sometimes I have to look over at Hunter Hill or Colin Willis, like, hey, like, you know, scooch over a few, but most of the time they got it pretty locked down, and I just kind of let them do their thing. I trust them wherever they're at. And, you know, a lot of ground's covered out there, so.
And looking ahead to this week, obviously this is a situation where a scenario that you guys were so close to being in 2 years ago, obviously with a substate loss at the hands of Appleton Parkersburg. But now that you are here in this situation, first round game coming up tomorrow against Durant, just what are you looking forward to most about this game coming up tomorrow, this quarterfinal matchup? And what are some things that you feel as a team that you guys are very much looking forward to about tomorrow's contest and perhaps the week at large?
You know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, how we respond. You know, we've won this many amount of games, but I mean, I think what we've done best is really not making any game bigger than the other. I mean, going out there and just realizing, you know, it's just another game, just another team, and we want to move on as much as everybody else does. I mean, I'm excited to see the competition. I'm excited to see how we react.
Aiden, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tomorrow against Durant.
Yep, thank you, Quinn.
That was Aiden Fry, center fielder for the Roland Story Norseman here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with Roland Story senior pitcher Cale Faber next here on 95.7 FM.